Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And hi, after a real pleasant warm weekend across the nation, we hope that this is equally delightful in your hometown today. Certainly in our town, we're very pleased because we're blessed with a swell talent in our studios this morning, our studios of WBBM, which of course is a sister affiliate of CBS in Chicago. And our guest, and this is the mecca of show business today because a very dear friend of ours from the recording industry and from show business by the name of Billy Williams is here. And I'm so very pleased because Billy Williams has a great hit on Coral Records. We're going to talk to Billy and listen to his new record right after we listen to The Platters with their Mercury Slicing, brought to you by Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum and called My Dream.
My dream is a wondrous dream. It's the answer to wanting only you. My dream is a true delight, my escape at night from a world that's blue. Can destroy when I dream my dream.
Gee, that's a pretty thing. It sounds very much like My Prayer, which, of course, the Platters recorded some time ago. And as a matter of fact, for those of you in the industry, you probably know that there is a lawsuit pending now. The publisher of My Prayer suing, of course, for the infringement on the copyright for this song. But in the meantime, the artists, of course, come off with another substantial seller and a very beautiful thing, My Dream, done by the Platters on Mercury. During this past weekend, I presume a great many of you went out to the beaches, out to the summer resorts, and out to the picnic groves. All around here on the second floor of our big CBS building in Chicago, the girls look very pretty, all tanned up and darkened by the sun. And I presume that almost every one of those instances, besides taking the suntan lotion, they probably took Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum wherever they went. Because, you see, it's a delightful, delicious treat, whoever you are and whatever you do in life. It costs so little to bring you so much pleasure. For just 5 cents, there's five delicious sticks of the refreshing goodness of Wrigley Spearmint. And if you haven't learned yet the pleasure of always having Wrigley Spearmint as a companion piece to all of your travels, whether it be in your automobile, at the beach, or the picnic groves, I wish you'd find out what a swell taste there's always for you waiting beneath the clean white wrap of Wrigley Spearmint. You get some. See how nicely relaxed and refreshed you always are when you enjoy Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You ought to get some today. Billy Williams is our guest, and gee, Billy, congratulations on a substantial hit for Coral. It's about time it came up with one.
22 years we wait for this.
No, you've had other big sellers, though, Billy.
Not like this.
No, this really has taken off like a Kansas thunderburst, hasn't it, or whatever
That's
they call
right.
those things in
That's
Kansas.
Right.
Billy, now this is unquestionably a treatment of a song that caused it to be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the program went on the air, we were talking about the possibility of people who create record sounds suing other people who infringe on their rights by copying arrangements. Don't you think that today kids buy sounds as much as they buy a melody line?
Definitely so. Maybe more, Howard, mm-hmm. because I think today sound and beat are probably the thing.
Yes, so that what song you sing is not the important thing. It's the treatment that you give that melody line.
That's right.
Well, now, what about this choral record of yours, Billy? Who was responsible for creating these sounds? Of course, it's your voice, but did you think up these little gimmicks?
The gimmick that of the Hal Kemp effect, the triple tonguing.
Yes,
Dick Jacobs.
And
was stolen from Timmy Rogers, who is a comic who used to use this gag. To sort of supplement his joke if it sort of fell flat.
Billy, before we talk about gonna sit right down, right? Let's talk a little bit about Billy Williams. Of course, the world best knows you as director of a quartet which started singing gospel and spiritual music. They went into the pop field and tremendous appearances on television, on the show. What about you personally now? Where are you headed for and where's your next engagement?
Well, we're headed for a couple of TV items that look very good. We're going to do the Vic Damone show.
Uh-huh. Will you be working as a quartet or as a single?
No, we work as a quartet there. This was a thing that actually was amazing. I mean, we slipped in and did this thing. There was a rush on a couple of sides. But after listening to the four sides, after we'd made them, they sort of liked, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And I told my A&R man, Bob Thiel, I said, if that's a hit, I'll eat my hat. Well, I haven't been back in the place but once since, and I went in bareheaded.
They're tough to digest, even if you can quiet your tummy with Wrigley sperm and chewing gum. Why did you think that it didn't have the essence or the elements of hit, Billy?
Well, this was so far, as they say in the trade, this was from left field, far as my type of singing is concerned. I mean, I'm more on the...
legit side.
That's right. Yeah. And gimmicks to me up until now had been nothing, you know. I'd never used them.
Are you sorry to see this? Certainly you're glad to see a hit, but are you sorry to see that the public wants only gimmick sounds rather than good, legitimate singing?
Well, actually, after analyzing it, Howard, I feel that in a case like this today, there's so many great singers and so many great sounds in singers that you probably do have to come up with a gimmick, and as such, it's a creative end of the field. In fact, it calls for imagination, so we better join them and not fight them.
Yeah, well, I think that's always the case. I mean, there's no sense trying to fight City Hall. You got to do what the public wants, because
that's
certainly
right.
Disc jockeys and artists are not leaders, necessarily, of musical trends. We have to follow what people want and satisfy that entertainment requirement.
Well, I noticed that most of the standard writers that we've had through the years, they're not as productive today, so far as popularity, as, say, the little fellas who have never written songs in all of their lives.
Yes.
So the trend is toward a complete brash takeoff from somewhere else. And as such, you have to start thinking with these guys and get with them.
Well, of course, actually, it's healthy because it's opened up a livelihood or the door for a livelihood for a great many thousands of people who really had the door closed to them prior to this time, didn't it?
That's right.
Billy, do you sense that there is, however, lurking in perhaps the not-too-distant horizon, a desire for better music again?
Very definitely, because I notice the charts, and I know you do too. And I notice every now and then a very pretty thing sneaks in. I've listened to a couple of things that are on the charts now, and they are going right back into good, sweet music. I have a feeling that Hawaiian music is coming back, and I don't know why, but I just...
Well, I've heard two or three people mention that, but actually Hawaiian music really has never been a big commercial seller, has it? There was never a time where it took over like country and western or calypso or rock and roll.
No, but you remember a fellow that I used to work for a long time ago, Bing Crosby?
Yes.
He used to specialize in that quite
sure.
a deal, and I know a couple of things that he did, Sweet Little Annie and The Moon of Monocura.
They were big.
Those were very big
yes.
songs.
But you know what I've always felt, and I certainly felt it in Calypso, and apparently the public bore out my theory, was that there aren't enough American recording artists who can interpret a native song or a native sound and document it the way a native does, so that therefore, with the exception of maybe a Belafonte, who is West Indian or from the islands down there, he was one of the few people who could take a bit of Calypso, which is folk music, and give integrity to the arrangement. And
I think
going to be the trouble with Hawaiian music.
Well, the only thing, Howard, most of the calypso in its native form is sort of unintelligible. I mean, you don't get the lyrics too well. Harris slowed the tempos down and gave a reading to the lyrics, and as such it became commercial.
But isn't that true in pure Hawaiian music? Certainly no one understands the Hawaiian tongue.
No.
And set to that phrasing to American lyric, I wonder if it'll come off.
Well, I think it will, because we go back to what you said a while ago about the sounds. If you get those sounds and that beat, and it's a little bit different from what the kids have been hearing, I think they'll buy it.
Well, will that mean then that American artists will take up the sound of Hawaiian music and do it, or do you think we'll have to go to the islands and record some of the Hawaiian artists?
No, I think these boys right here in America will take over.
Well, certainly that young fella Crosby still sings pretty good. Maybe
yes,
they'll
does.
Reissue the
yes, he
song.
Does. I'd like to, if I'm going to do one, I'd like to get one out before he does.
I imagine. Billy, how long are you going to be here in the Middle West?
Oh, just a couple of days or so, and we've got to go back east, and then we'll go far west, like where you're headed.
Out to California.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we leave this afternoon, and thank you for letting me get into that area of discussion. We're going to make our first motion picture, and tomorrow we're scheduled to do this program from the Universal International lot, where we'll be doing our scenes for that picture called The Big Beat. I wish you were in it with us, Billy.
Oh, it'd be a lovely thing. Well, we'll work a little harder, try to get another hit, and maybe next time you do it,
I'm sure that you're always acceptable to Hollywood and the people. Let's listen to this hit record of yours now. Let's give it a real fat old plug. It's on Coral. It's available in the record stores all over the country. It's Billy Williams singing, "I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter."
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah. I'm gonna write words so, oh, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. Oh yeah! I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah! Gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah!
Oh yeah, man. That's my answer to your question to me, is that going to be a hit? Because it certainly already is. Billy Williams on Coral, going to sit right down, write myself a letter. Billy, I want to thank you for stopping here, for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, for all of us in the studio. It's always delightful renewing acquaintanceship with a fine friend in the business.
Thanks, Howard. It's a real pleasure being here.
I hope your contribution continues along with these sounds, which are interesting, and also the good sounds of your great quartet. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
That was Billy Williams, the young star of motion pictures, stage, screen, radio, records, television, radio, what have you. He's done it. And Billy Williams has now done it again with another big hit record for Coral, which you've just listened to. Well, as we said earlier, we're going out to Universal International, the big lot out in Hollywood, California. Tomorrow we anticipate emanating our show right from our dressing room there. And I hope to be able to present there an interview with Mr. Will Collin, the producer of the show, who will be able to tell you the whole story of the motion picture, which, well, I can't really say stars me, but I have two lines. So we'll see you tomorrow from California. In the meantime, here's Joe Foss for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
I suppose Marlon Brando was worried.
We'll find out tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago.